Hey everyone, this is Matt from Team David Meltzer. If you follow David on Instagram, you may have seen that he's been out of the office this week, and so he asked me to jump on here and give you all a quick intro into today's episode. Today's episode was put together by our good friend Evan Carmichael, and it is David's Top 10 Rules for Success. Don't forget to come ask David questions live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. To join us, all you have to do is check the show notes to see where you can email or text David at any time. All right, that's enough of me. Now let's get into the episode.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Okay, let's kick it off with rule number one. Don't limit your point of entry.
What I find, and I talk to a lot of, not just young entrepreneurs, but middle-aged people, women and men that feel stuck in their jobs. And what I see is the biggest mistake that they're making is they limit their point of entry. Everybody's looking for, you know, Mr. Meltzer, how do I become a sports agent? Do I do this? Like, if I reversed engineered how I became a sports agent, went to law school, was going to be an oil and gas lawyer, maybe a sports agent, but then got into the internet and right, and then I sold legal research online. Then I went to Silicon Valley and raised a bunch of money for a wireless proxy server company, then became CEO of a handheld company, then lose everything, right? Who's going to buy that advice? Yeah. The real advice is don't limit your point of entry. So my entire career was about the pursuit of my potential, and I enjoyed what I did every day. I'm not a got-to person. Like, I never say, I got to go to work, or I got to go home, or I got to babysit my kids. It's, I get to. Right, and the minute you get to and you don't limit the point of entry, the world has unlimited possibilities because there's enough of everything for everyone. And what I see the biggest mistake that most people make is they think there's some direct path, right? Some key, if you go to law school and you do work for Wasserman and then you're gonna end up being Jerry Maguire. BS. Right? Just don't limit your point of entry. Pursue your potential, your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, and have that passion, purpose, and profitability. You'll get to where you want to go. It'll manifest itself in the right way at the perfect time.
Rule number two, learn to communicate.
I teach effective communication. Effective communication is connecting. The problem we have is that there's so many mediums today to connect with. There's some people that still actually have a pencil out right now and are writing on this piece of paper, and it says notes there, all the way to people on their laptops and iPads and cell phones and all the different ways, and Insta and Twitter and all the different mediums there are. And I laugh because my mom, who has, you know, all of these grandkids now, it's amazing, right? So my mom, of course, calls me with that martial art and she goes, David, your kids are not calling me. It's like I have enough to do. I'm like, that's fine, because they don't talk to me either. I got three teenage girls. I'm the last one they want to talk to. You're second to last. No. And I said, well, do you use Instagram or Snapchat? No, I can't use that kind of stuff, Dave. Why can't they just pick up the phone and call me? And I laugh because we use it in my business the other night. They don't make phone calls, they don't email. But, you know, but I started looking, wait a second. I said, Mom, your grandkids are the most important thing in your life, and you won't take 6 minutes to communicate with them. What do you mean take? I'll take it all day to communicate. They won't talk to me. I said, no, to learn Instagram or Snapchat, it takes 6 minutes. I think, no, it doesn't. I said, yes, it does, because my six-year-old, that's how long it took him to teach me. Right? We look at things, we're not effectively communicating. We're not effectively communicating, and we're not, there's a time. Right, what I teach is empowerment of communication. I look at my millennials and I tell them, hey, in this situation, it's best to text, because text creates efficiency. It doesn't have context and connotation, but it has efficiency to it. This is a situation where we gotta meet face to face, and you have to look somebody in the eye and give them a firm handshake. And this is a situation you need to call them. And this is a situation that we need to use Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat or Vine when it was available. Whatever it is, I now am a student of the medium.
Rule number three, have a dream.
My mom, who's here, she moved me and my five siblings, five boys and one girl, out from Akron, Ohio, to San Diego, California. And we weren't very wealthy. My mom's a teacher. But one of the first trips that we got to take was to the Rose Bowl Parade. And even I don't think Warren knows this story, but in 1978, my mom took me and my siblings all to the Rose Bowl Parade about 4 a.m. We had to drive up, sleep on the street or whatever it was. And all I could think of driving up was, I don't wanna go to the parade.
I want to go to the game. I wanted to go to the game so bad. I wanted to suit up in this locker room and perform in front of my family and my friends, and especially my mom. Sorry. I have mommy issues, so she's here right now. But I wanted to perform. And, you know, as I was on Colorado Boulevard looking over at the Rose Bowl, I dreamed about being here and performing. And it is amazing what you can manifest. I am suited up and I'm ready to perform.
Rule number four, give back.
I studied giving and the energy of giving. And the one thing that struck me and where this all started was three things happen biochemically when you give. When you give, you feel good. Serotonin is released in your brain. So the more you give, the more you're actually physically changing your physiology to be happy. The other interesting thing was that those who receive feel good, and serotonin is released in their brain as well. So when we give, we feel good, and the person receiving feels good. And so the more that you give, once again, not only are you making yourself happier, but you're making other people happy.
Rule number five, find mentors.
The biggest piece of advice I have is have mentors. The best thing that I do still today is I find people that sit in the situation that I want to be in. So for example, I want to be a better golfer, so I play with a pro. And I ask you for help because you can expedite, accelerate my knowledge. Right, you can go through all those rounds of golf, and I promise you played so many more rounds of golf and have spent more hours at the range making mistakes and learning from that. So why should I have to experience that? Why can't I just jump and accelerate my experience to closer to your level and then achieve it? So I always have at least three mentors. When I wrote my book, I went to Napoleon Hill. When I did my TV show, I went to John Bogner from Undercover Boss as the producer. You know, when I go to raise money, I go to Mark Kwame from Drive Financial, ex-Sequoia guy. I just go to the experts, and the best part about it is I'm not afraid to ask. And I ask simply, I said, you know, even guys like Steve Wynn, can you mentor me about your relationship to money? And guys like that would say, what does that mean? I'd say very simply, give me your cell phone number and I won't bother you, but every once in a while I'll call you and I'll be concise, and can you just give me a little bit of guidance? Well, if you collect all of those mentors, imagine the stable of consultation that you have. Imagine the amount of acceleration in your life you could have because, oh, I want to learn how to be a chef, so I can call Ming Tsai. Right, one of my favorite chefs. Why? Because when I was at a party for Wheels Up, I asked him, dude, if I need a good recipe or need some advice about cooking, would you mind if I called you? Well, it's the biggest compliment you can give someone is to admire them and ask for their advice. Nobody says no, but don't waste their time, right? I got a 520 rule. Don't waste their time. If you're gonna call for advice, don't BS around. Just say, give me 1 minute. You know, how do I make that tartare? whatever it is.
Rule number six, have good core values.
I believe there's four things that you teach, and they're all value-based. Mm-hmm. Number one is gratitude. Mm-hmm. I believe you have a company that's gracious, that understands your past is wonderful no matter what has happened, mm-hmm. your present is even better, but your future is even brighter. And gratitude, those two words, thank you. So I train everybody in my company to be gracious at all time. I actually train them to say or think thank you twice a day before they go to bed and when they wake up. The second would be empathy, forgiveness. There's so many mistakes that are made when you're an innovator, right? Because you're actually taking imagination and through action, making it a reality. There's so many mistakes, you have to forgive yourself. And you definitely, if you don't forgive yourself, you can't forgive others. Sure. Once again, going below the line, which is the third point, into accountability. Mm-hmm. You have to be accountable for everything that happens. Mm-hmm. You have to take control of your life. No matter what happens in that business, if you are accountable, you are in control actually, which is counterintuitive. And then finally, the fourth is effective communication. Mm. The true value of communicating two ways though. One, up to that which inspires us, and two, out to empower others to be inspired. Mm. And those are the four values that are truly the way of building a culture.
Rule number seven, have focus.
Have a mission equation, which is really a resolution equation that shows how focus, the power of intention or focus, exponentially allows you to what I call manifest or attract what you desire or want rapidly and accurately. And that's really what makes us happy, right? We're pursuing our potential, but that potential is what we want, and it could be anything that we want. So how do I get what I want faster and more accurately? Well, the key ingredient is focus. And then what do you focus in on? Efficiencies,
and statistical success or awareness. And so what I teach is that pick and prioritize a few things to start. It could be your weight. It could be your finances. It could be your marriage or other relationships. Those are usually your typical resolution type of things. And take them and prioritize them. And then just give yourself an equation that says, I'm going to spend X amount of minutes a day. And you got to do it every day. It has to be part of that effective habit. And if you can focus in on this every single day, that's how you get the exponential effect of the power of intention or focus. And things will start coming to you rapidly and accurately. So it could be, you know, and why you do it every day, it's like golf. I know you're a big golfer, Jason, but you'll agree that if I practice golf and focus in on golf 30 minutes a day, I am going to be a tremendous better golfer than somebody that plays golf 5 hours on the weekend.
Rule number 8, find your mission.
Your mantra, mission statement of life, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. That's a seed your grandfather put into at a young age.
Yeah, gave me great piece of advice too, right? That was the start of that, which was you only need 3 things in life to be happy.
Okay.
You need a good job.
Yeah.
Because a third of your life is spent working, so you need to love what you do. 2, you need to find one partner in life because that's the liaison between you and your family and their family. Yeah. So you need one of the right partner. Mine is my wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say behind every great man is a great woman. Not me. My wife is in front of me pulling me along, making me great, and then allowing me to get all the credit.
Yeah.
And then the last one was pretty funny. My grandfather was from Russia.
Okay.
So he's like, you just need one bed. So buy the best bed that you can find because you spend a third of your life sleeping and schlupping.
Okay.
But it was good advice. So you need one woman, one job, and one bed.
Rule number 9, define happiness.
I have really one pursuit after a long journey, a fun journey though. In that pursuit, they made a movie about, but I didn't write the book. It's called The Pursuit of Happiness. Actually, Chris Gardner, the guy that wrote the book, is a dear friend of mine. And I've had deep conversations about happiness because I believe all people want is to be happy. And there's several ways to derive happiness. And I find that most people don't think about it. They don't define happiness. They don't make a plan for happiness. And they miss out. My definition of happiness is the pursuit of our potential. The pursuit of our potential, whether it's the potential as a father, a son, is the potential as a businessman, an entrepreneur, a sports hero. I find people are happy when they're in pursuit of their potential.
And rule number 10, the last one before a very special bonus clip, is take serious action.
The entrepreneurs and innovators that I know take serious action. And they take serious action with skills, knowledge, and desire. And they do that to monetize their dreams. That's what an innovator does. And so when I look at innovation in sports, I look at 3 things. 1, content. How do I monetize ideas? And I look at ideas because it's the most competitive thing in the world to monetize. There's 1 million great ideas out there. And people come through our doors all the time telling me about these great ideas. And I ask them 1 simple question. How are you going to make money from this? Now, the second part in monetization is it's great to have good ideas, but if nobody reads your book or nobody watches the game or nobody sees your movie, what good is it? So the second part of monetizing innovation in sports is access. How do we give people the access that they want? And it's really difficult today because, as you'll see, there's a lot of different ways people want to access content. The third one is mediums. There's all these different ways to communicate. There's still times that a fax is better, the phone call, a meeting in person. These effective ways, these mediums that we're using today, the ones that we're innovating, are the ways that we communicate with each other, the ways that we can inspire each other and then empower each other to empower more people. This sold-out crowd, standing room only, was simply the manifestation of all of these things, content, access, and media. So what I want everyone to do is remember, make all of your possibilities probabilities, and then take action to make it your reality.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you'd like.
My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.